T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank, who was it today?
Connor. Yeah, Connor O'Donnell.
Connor O'Donnell got us up and running on Twitch.
Yep.
Thank you, Connor.
Thanks, Connor.
And thanks to Evan Thomas, because I'm still motivated by him, regardless of whether he works or not. Just how I roll.
He is the wind beneath your wings.
Thank you, buddy. And our thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday.
Yeah, and thanks to our executive producer. He's an extraordinary gentleman. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
Just encourage you not to pander to the Twittersphere and really the haters, you know? They like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
What?
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I know it's Jim. I'm just curious about the haterade.
Well, he's probably responding to people who are upset that NFL teams are looking into his availability.
And thanks to Brandon Fryer for his hard work. Brandon, thank you.
I went to Tennessee. All I heard was Peyton Manning's in Virginia at a family member's house. He's trying to drive back here just to recruit you. And I was like, well, if he's driving here just to recruit me, why isn't he here right now to get me? So it was kind of like Peyton being late. He wasn't punctual. So that was the reason I didn't become a volunteer. Peyton was late.
Wow.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was last night on the Manning cast.
Randy Moss is
and they
funny.
Are and they're going to be the coaches of the Pro Bowl. Did you see that? Yeah.
There is really, no actual Pro Bowl
well,
game, though,
whatever,
right?
Whatever, the skills whatever competition. It is, it's going to be so much better because the Manning brothers are involved, as all things they
and Jalen Johnson.
Yes, Jalen Johnson should be there. Just don't tell the coach. And we are delighted to get a chance to see Lawrence Holmes every day. Lawrence, how are you? And, hi, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I like the Baker Mayfield debate.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
What would you do?
I keep thinking if he were sort of a neutral personality, if it were just his game.
There's no doubt I'd take him.
I think that the fit in a if you make it a fairly rigid system in a Shanahan system, the ball goes here, this is what we do, he's better than Brock Purdy. He's simply better.
But there's no quarterback job description that doesn't include the other stuff.
I understand that. It's not just a cog in a machine. It's not a right guard.
It's pretty wild juxtaposition where you have the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And Mr. Irrelevant.
I didn't even think about that. It is excellent.
And you don't want the number one overall pick. You'd rather... I don't see the... To me, it's a move that can't hurt and might help.
Right. Who cares?
To me, if he's what not claimed by somebody else...
You know, I Mike Florio believes he'll be claimed by... I think he had it at 5.5 teams.
Or everybody sort of agrees to not claim. That may happen too. People are just going to wait it out.
Or there could be people that are saying, I'm going
to
claim him because I don't want
it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the Alex Rios.
Alex Rios, the Sox outfit. I was going to say, who is that?
Seattle could do that if they're afraid that San Francisco is going to take him. It's possible. It's conceivable. But there's also the element of what we're talking about may also be a foregone conclusion in league circles with executives. There might be an understanding that this is a guy who's toxic. That if it can't if he can't take advantage of a second chance in Carolina, for whatever reason, they do stink and there are other factors, but he wasn't controversy-free either. He wasn't a guy that you look at and say, oh, Baker Mayfield, come here, give me a hug. Come in, big guy.
But wouldn't you think that the locker room in San Francisco is strong enough to absorb him? Because that team is a team that's led by defense.
That's right. And they could harm him too, Lawrence. Don't you think? Some of those defensive players.
Yes, I do.
Him and, well, and, you know, we've seen that happen.
Yes, we have.
And also you think maybe he'd come in. He's not going to come swaggering in at this point.
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe not. I do think there's also with this element. Kyle Shanahan is a proud coach. I think that coaches, you don't even have to have his stature. Most coaches look at the situation that the 49ers are in and say, we can coach him up. I got my guy. He's been in the system since April. We win with this guy. I'm a genius.
Oh.
I'm a genius.
He's not that arrogant.
Yeah, you're but you've got
every
that.
Every coach has that degree of arrogance.
You've got a Super Bowl worthy defense.
Exactly.
Like you don't want to give up this opportunity,
and you don't want to blow it either by getting the wrong guy.
Yeah, but
behind center.
But my thing is that I don't know that Baker could mess things up for you so badly that if he comes in and he is what we worry about, you just cut him.
Maybe
exactly.
not.
Exactly. You know what I love about Baker Mayfield? Do you remember the time he had the flag?
Yes.
And he decided to plant it.
That's right.
And it was astroturf.
It doesn't matter. The point
it was awesome.
I enjoy
this flag is terrible. Yeah,
why isn't it
damn painted? Flag?
I enjoyed him was it the handshake against Kansas where the Kansas guys didn't want to shake his hand? And so then he was like, all right, fine. Then he just destroyed they won by a ton, and that's when he had a cup check on the sidelines pointed at the Kansas.
Yeah.
And then I believe he was then stripped of being a captain after that.
Yeah, Baker.
I kind of like Baker.
Yeah, I've never been a fan.
He lives in that building.
And I think that he's a great actor for an athlete.
He is. He's very good in those commercials.
He is, and that's what he should. Once this is all done, he should jump to doing other stuff.
He pretends to care.
Wow, you're so mean.
Wow.
Well,
you never hear David kind of break bad like this.
No, he doesn't like him at all.
He's such a me guy. I don't like guys like that. I don't like guys that are notice me guys, look at me guys,
dig me guys.
I don't like dig me guys.
Wait a minute.
Just be a guy.
Did you just say? I don't like me guys.
You asked me to tell you what I thought. So I'm telling you what I think of Baker Mayfield. Not much. Not much.
I think he's a terrific comic actor.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
I really do. I mean, as a quarterback, he's got good timing. He plays a real role. He's not just a guy reading lines off a card. And Maybe improv is his future more than football.
Maybe the Mayfield cast is next.
Oy.
I mean, that could be really interesting, quite honestly. Because I'm not completely tired of Peyton and Eli's shtickle, but
you think you could see the day when that happens
sooner
rather than later?
It's getting there. I actually enjoy them without guests.
Yeah, they are good.
I prefer them without guests.
I like when Peyton calls him E. I don't know. I mean, I just like that. It just is fun.
I think with guests, it tends to come across a little bit more forced and awkward.
Right.
They're not good at interviewing.
Correct.
No, of course not.
They're just not. They're not good interviewers.
So it reminds you of that when you have a guest, whereas when it's just the two of them, it's like you're watching the game with the Manning brothers.
Like that.
Which I thought was the whole point.
And, and you learn a lot. They do. I mean, Peyton is really good about explaining different things.
Yeah, and like Eli is still connected enough to the league that he's got like a good book on what teams are doing. And so when they get guests in there, it would probably be different if the guests were in the room with them.
Yeah, maybe.
But that kind of zoomy lag time thing.
Yeah, podcasty. I also think that the two of them are a good match sense of humor wise.
Yes.
As Peyton is a kind of a goof and more of a puncher, and Eli is drier and more of a counterpuncher.
Yep.
Very much a big brother, little brother dynamic, which works.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Who do you think has the bigger impact on the NFL playoffs? Baker Mayfield or Odell Beckham Jr.?
I think Baker Mayfield. No one has proven to me that that Odell Beckham Jr. is even healthy.
Can he run? Can he play?
Can he cut?
Why else would the Cowboys be whining and dining him after the Giants did?
Because the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and they have to make everything bigger and better. Okay. And I'm not saying that he wouldn't be ready, I guess, in 8 weeks or so, but that seems to be an element of this that hasn't become public. And so I'm uncomfortable with the idea of, and apparently he wants security, not just I'm signing to join this team for their Super Bowl run. It's I'm signing and I want another year on a deal, which is fine, which is what he should be looking for. But it would make me very hesitant about adding him to the mix and saying that this is the piece that we're missing. It should be like teams like the Cowboys should be in on him, because for them it's a luxury to bring in someone like that. Your offense has got enough firepower. This maybe is just the thing that makes the difference in a close game. I don't know. It seems like the way that it's being treated, kind of like college recruiting, is very interesting.
What was your tautology earlier? Something about how when you're getting guys off the street, the only thing you find are guys who are on the street. It was something to that effect. And if trying to win a Super Bowl with help from somebody who didn't have a job in football is asking a lot. I mean, the Bears got a lot of mileage out of Jason Peters. You know, we tell these stories. Maybe there's a kicker you find where, like, the Bears found Robbie Gould.
Right.
But it's got to be the people you already have there are going to be the difference makers.
It's got to be. Although last year, I think that Beckham did join the Rams at a time where he contributed more than I expected him to last year to that team at that time.
And obviously in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and in the Super Bowl.
Before he got hurt.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of cool stuff. It's whatever.
But the whining and dining of Odell Beckham Jr. is nothing compared to what's going on with the transfer portal.
Oh, my God.
And what must be like in Colorado right now with the Deion's first staff meeting.
Hey, man, Deion said the quiet part out loud, didn't
he? Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy. Well, we knew that was coming, though.
Half you bastards aren't going to be here. Give me your scholarships. Wow. Bye. Thank you. I'm going to bring in better players. The reason they're bad is because a lot of you are bad.
You can get better awful quick, though, with that transfer portal.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And what it's doing to the bowl games, too. Like, we'll talk to Pete Futek about it today. Yeah. The timing of it is you'll have teams that are slated to go to bowl games with no players.
You're going to have a team that's they're going to have to either forfeit or withdraw because they're going to have too many players who have either the combination of opting out for the draft and transferring to somewhere else is not going to leave them with enough of a roster to compete.
Wow.
So some team is going to pull out of their commitment to the
Continental Tire Bowl.
There you go. Yeah.
Is that still a bowl?
I don't know if it is.
But that's not to mention the NFL guys.
Opt out for the draft.
The transfer portal guys are one thing.
No, he said the opt out.
You have the transfer guys and the opt out guys, and you combine them, and it's going to outnumber the people who are eligible.
And coaches, and coaches who are bailing. It's not just players. You'll have positional coaches, coordinators who are saying, I have another job now.
The OC at Oregon is now the head coach at ASU, and there's all sorts of stuff. So I'm glad that we'll have Pete Futek to help us figure some. Have you guys read the Seth Wickersham piece on Andrew Luck?
No.
Put it on your list.
Okay.
Things to read today.
Interesting.
There's some troubling stuff in it too, not just about him, but zooming out about what is at least one a widely enough held expectation for how a quarterback is supposed to carry himself.
Interesting.
And what a quarterback is supposed to represent that is just kind of antithetical to normal human behavior.
Was recently in Indianapolis again, and he was trending on Twitter.
He lives there. That's the part of the story that I think is fascinating. He lives north of Indianapolis and drives past the Colts facility every day.
Wow. Well, he definitely trends on Twitter a lot for a guy who has been retired for as long as he has been retired.
I miss him on Twitter. That was a fantastic.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I think that you guys will enjoy the story, and it's really well written too. I like the way Seth writes.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's fascinating, and to think about what it means for Justin Fields, for example, the pressures. That's what I think is great about it. It really gives a snapshot of the self-imposed and the outside pressures of being a star quarterback.
It also makes me think about the career trajectories of any number of quarterbacks on, just off the top of my head, Josh Rosen, Joey Harrington. There are certain aspects, there are certain personality types that the position, or at least the league, doesn't want.
Yeah.
And more introverted, quiet, introspective guys.
And you thoughtful. Feel he was that? Yeah. He was that personality.
Someone who was thoughtful about what he was doing and, for lack of a better term, just kind of wanted to be a normal person who happened to have this as his job.
But he was better than those other
guys. Well, he was skillful, skill-wise.
Yes.
I think what you described, too, made me think of, and you always localize it, Kyle Orton was a very thoughtful professional athlete and remains that to this former professional athlete. But he was always a guy who had the reputation, though, as being this beer-drinking buddy who you could go to the bar with. He might have had that part, too, down pat. But he was a thinker who was a good quarterback and a thrower.
And well-read.
Yes.
Kyle Orton kept up with real news stuff.
With Luck, in the piece, he talks about that because that was his approach to being the quarterback at Stanford. I'm one of the guys. But he found that he couldn't be one of the guys when he got to the Colts. Because of the situation, because of following up Peyton Manning, because of the way that Peyton Manning had kind of orchestrated that entire organization, he felt like there was, beyond being the guy that leads the offense during the week and on game day, that there was an organizational thought that he had to be the guy in charge. And dealing with that level of pressure at the age of 22, what I thought you were going to say is the long-term aspect for quarterbacks overall, where maybe there are guys, and the Bears quarterback is a smart, thoughtful young man too. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are guys that go, do I have to do this for 12 years? Or maybe do I get what I need out of it in 7 or 8 and try to get out with my body kind of intact to go do other stuff?
Or the idea that you have to be an obsessive, compulsive, solipsistic maniac to be successful at the position. And it would be really unfortunate if the answer to that is yes, because that shouldn't be the case for any professional athlete to have to be asked to transform themselves into a crazy person.
When you say that, my mind goes to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, but it should go to Patrick Mahomes because he's not that guy, at least based on appearances.
So
he's outwardly more approachable, relatable, and normal than some of the guys that you described, and maybe it's the way the job has been in the past.
But he also seems to be having a lot more fun doing it than Andrew Luck seemed to have, right? I'm just saying that, and I don't mean that negatively about Luck. It just seems like Mahomes is loving his life a little.
Yeah, that he's found the sweet spot of. It also helps that you get a ring early.
Yeah.
Probably. Right. Like that pressure
You've
is off.
You've had that accomplishment already. Yeah.
But some of it is the double-edged sword of being aware and smart and informed, and the curse of that, that maybe you get some of the Joe Montanas of the world, maybe when you just are on the right wavelength mentally for the position and being not being too burdened by thinking about too much.
Well, that was one of the things with Kyle, where he would even talk about obsessing over all of this stuff, obsessing with how to get better. Or I remember one time we were talking to him and he was talking about how he would see things that he knew were going to be negative plays, but he felt pressure to try to put the ball there anyway. And he's like, you know what? I just have to throw it. And it's like, do you?
You know, I think for him, he got that chance to start so early because of injury. And then as he lost that starting job subsequently, he felt like there had been a wasted chance. And he didn't know when that was coming back for him. And that really impacted him because he was a smart, thoughtful guy. Yeah.
And then he had that breakout year in Denver.
In Denver, right.
Would they start 8-0 or something like that in Denver that year? And he played pretty well. That's why I think the piece is interesting, because Luck seems to be an interesting guy, and his rehab from that labrum shoulder thing that he was going to is fascinating. I highly recommend it.
Okay, now do Cutler.
You know, it's, I know you're kidding, but there's some of these personality studies. Do you remember when there was the guy years ago, like 20 years ago, the Chargers adopted, there was some one guy who had like a quarterback personality test.
Yes, yes. And it came that out was of the 1970s, believe it or not.
But there was a new version of it based on the Manning Leaf year. Like, how to tell? Like, what were the warning signs about?
Leaf ended up being, you know, the defiance he showed was actually the guy's a jerk. I remember a guy telling me, a scout telling me that a lot of people like Peyton Manning, but he's as good as he's going to get. And when you deal with Ryan Leaf, he's got a look in his eye. Well, the look in his eye wasn't what the
guy
thought it was. It
wasn't competitiveness.
Exactly.
It was just something very different.
Bad dude.
And that was the misstep with Cade McNown, where they thought that here was this guy. You better draft me. You're going to be making a mistake.
Exactly.
I mean, this swaggering, brash. Well, that's what you look for in a quarterback there. That's a leader. It turns out he was just a putz.
Yeah. I'm writing something for the Sun-Times tomorrow about the 2021 draft and how I feel like so many people got it wrong on Fields. And I can't understand why.
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons why.
There's that, but
I do think that his medical stuff,
the epilepsy
stopped some people. It really did. And I think that what's important to remember, both from a good point and a bad point, as far as the Bears this year is concerned, is that people create quarterbacks based on the need of the position. You know, the arrogance of San Francisco to think that if we get a blank canvas, we can then paint our masterpiece upon it, right?
Right.
I'm just saying that's kind of how they looked at Trey Lance. Because
and
there
it
was
might
no
be how they're looking at
this guy,
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes.
Well, no, that's the thing.
That's exactly right.
He's in our room. That is
we're going to elevate his level of play. He
knows how we do it, what we do. He's in our room.
And Zach Wilson is another example of a guy that
– He's
just,
a creation.
And
you know what?
Yeah. That happens all the time in the draft.
Mully, that's one of the things that I wrote about is like you guys remember that video? Oh, well, look at him reverse out and throw the ball 50 yards. Like Fields did that in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, with defenses, but not routes on air.
But Lawrence, Fields also – he had this like hitch in his giddy up with his throw. And so he wasn't getting the ball out. It took him longer to release. And everybody wants Dan Marino and everybody there. It's amazing the different things that came into play with Fields.
And the Ohio State stigma is.
Well, the stigma is because you played against teams you're always going to be superior to.
Right.
So the fear is, and they talk themselves into this incorrectly in this case, is that there's always going to be, you know, how good is it because it was against Rutgers and the guys are always open. Can you throw a guy open when he's covered?
But he went 385 and six touchdowns against Clemson.
I know.
Like good Clemson.
He came out for a play. Went back in and scored a touchdown.
Yes.
He was at a different school too.
And he was the guy that was out here lobbying to play football. So like if you're looking for all of the intangible stuff, like does this guy love football? Yes, he kind of took on the NCAA to get his team to be able
to
play.
Right. That's right. Fought against COVID.
Yes.
Yeah, no question. What do you have today?
We're actually busy today on this bye week, first bye week Tuesday. Patrick Manley is going to join us at 11. Pete Futek has a lot to do at 11:25 with everything that's going on in the wild world, increasingly wild world of college football. Joe Cowley at noon will tell us what is really happening on this road trip. The Bulls are a fraying piece of fabric right now. And then at 12:25, Yusuf Khan, who is a writer for First and Penn, wrote a really interesting piece about Deion Sanders and what he did for HBCUs and what he did for the attention and facilities and everything there and what it means for him to have left. Then Tim Jenkins, we can ask him some of these quarterback questions too about personality types as well as X's and O's stuff as we usually do.
Have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.